Good morning, everybody. It's good to see you all again, and it was good that you all had good sleep. So I think that's what they told Katie, wasn't it? Yeah. Everyone had a good sleep? That's yeah, James is here. James is just there behind you. Yeah. So hopefully he'll behave himself as his dad talks. Yeah. We're thinking over these 2 days about how we can grow in our character in Christ. How can we become better people, maybe? What is it that God has for us, and how does he want us to live and behave? And I mentioned last night that there's lots of verses in the Bible that talk about this. The Bible tells us that there's all these ways we used to live before we became a follower of Jesus. And we're to put these things off. And instead we are to put these things on. And we are to live in certain ways. And God's told us, he's revealed something of these things to us in the Bible. Now, there's one thing I need. Joanne, while you're walking up, do you want to walk over there, and there's a grey thing. Can you bring it up the front here? We need it for our talk this morning. It's not a very nice thing. In fact, you probably haven't seen one in the middle of church. A full one, that would be very good. Hopefully it won't smell too much. Oh, just right here would be nice, thanks. Oh, it is full. Yeah. What does it say on here? Rubbish only, thank you. Yuck. It's pretty full, and it's got all your rubbish in it, and there's banana peels and orange peels, and oh, they shouldn't be in there. Oh, well, it's all rubbish. I want to talk this morning about how we get rid of the rubbish. Or what is the rubbish that we need to get rid of? Because before we can put things on, we have to get rid of some things. And so this morning I want to talk with you about the bad stuff, the rubbish stuff that we need to get rid of. And then tomorrow morning I want to talk about the good stuff, the stuff that we need to put on. I want to read a few verses from the Bible. If you've got your Bibles, you might like to turn to it. You don't need to. If you haven't, I'll read them out. But these are verses that talk about things we need to put on and put off. First one is Colossians 3. And in verse 1 it says this: "You have been raised to life with Christ. So set your hearts on the things that are in heaven, where Christ sits on his throne at the right side of God. Keep your mind fixed on things there, not on things here on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your real life in Christ, your real life is Christ, and when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory." And then the verses say, "But now you must get rid of all these things." You listen to some of them. They're not very nice. Anger, passion, and hateful feelings. "No insults or obscene talk must come from your lips. Do not lie to one another. For you have put off your old self with its habits and have put on the new self." And then the verses tell us what we should put on. "You are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for his own. So then you must clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with one another and forgive one another whenever any of you has a complaint against someone else. You must forgive one another just as the Lord forgiven you. And to all these qualities, add love. In Ephesians, another part in the New Testament, this is what the Apostle Paul says. I urge you, he says, I urge you, live a life that measures up to the standard God set when he called you. And he says, always be humble, gentle, and patient. Show your love by being tolerant with one another. Things that he wants us to put on. Signs that we are growing in our character with Christ. And last night you guys yelled out to me some of the fruit of the Spirit. But that's another thing. If we go over this side, in Galatians 5, we read verse 19, what human nature does is quite plain. It shows itself in immoral, filthy and indecent actions, in worship of idols, and witchcraft. People become enemies and they fight, they become jealous, angry and ambitious. They separate into parties and groups, they are envious, they get drunk and they do other things like these. I warn you now, as I have before, those who do these things will not possess the kingdom of God. They're the rubbish. That's the rubbish, isn't it? Needs to go in the bin. We need to get rid of it. But the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility and self-control. There is no laws against such things as these. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have to put to death their human nature and all their passions and all their desires. The Spirit has given us life. He must also control our lives. We must not be proud or irritate one another or be jealous of one another. How do you do with these things? What are the things that mark your life out? Some of these rubbish things? Or some of these things that the Bible and God wants us to focus on? Are there things that you need to remove? Are there things in your life that dominate you? You know, it's interesting, isn't it? When life is hard. And for many of you in this room, life is hard. It's difficult. And it's easy to think, oh, these things don't really apply to me. And it's easy to justify our behaviour. Oh, well, if you were like me, it would be okay to be like this. If you knew what I had to do, then I have every right to be like this. And we are slow to develop and invest in our character so we become more like Jesus. Last night I shared about my family, didn't I? And I know there's many who are here today who weren't here there last night, but very briefly, that the last 21 years of my life has been marked out by disability and suffering and hospitals and death and confusion and grief. We had to watch our 13-year-old daughter live all her life with extreme intellectual and physical disability. And she went through lots of pain and then she died. And now we've got James, who's somewhere else. He's gone out to the kids program. Well, he's a 19-year-old and he has developmental delay. He thinks like a 6-month baby. And he's dependent on us for all his needs. And so, the simplest of instructions, he doesn't understand. And you know, I can think, man, life's hard. The last 21 years have been tough. So, These things are all, you know, I have every right to think about these things over here and be like this. Because life is hard for me. And often when life is hard, we get away with things. Or we don't pursue these things as much as we might if life was a little bit easier. I want to share honestly with you today. We're talking about the rubbish. We're going to talk about the good stuff tomorrow. But we're going to talk about the rubbish today. Because the Bible makes it clear we've got to get rid of it. I want to share with you three excuses, three things that happen in my life that stop me developing my character. Okay? If I look back over the last 21 years of my life, what are the three things that have most stopped me from growing? I want to share them with you and see what you think. Okay? And I've got a little illustration here to so you can know how I'm feeling. Angry. First thing I want to talk about is the thing that stops us growing in our character, I think, is anger towards God. It's anger towards God that I think stops me from developing my character. Do you guys ever get angry with God? I guess I'm being honest with you.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. God, why have you allowed this to happen to me? It's not fair. God, why have you treated my children in this way? Why is life so hard for them? If you were God and you loved them, well, you would fix it. You would make everything right. And life would be comfortable. God, why don't you intervene? Why don't you put things right? Other people don't have to deal with the children like I've got. And we can get angry with God.
Why me?
Why me? And I think sometimes we almost have the right to feel that. Because it just doesn't seem to be fair. But you know, the Bible lists anger, uncontrolled anger, as one of the things that we need to get rid of. And the opposite of it is seen in the fruit of the Spirit. Rather than being uncontrolled in our anger, self-control is one of the words that we are encouraged to put on. Can I read a little story from my book to you? Joanne and I wrote a little book. I'm being honest with you, okay? So this is in the book. This is how I felt one day. I hate my life, I wrote. You might be able to relate to this. That was the last thing I yelled back at Joanne as I slammed the door and took off down the street. It's not very nice, is it? It was anger. I was totally exhausted. My brain is numb and the world around me is blurred, indistinct. For weeks now, things have been going from bad to worse, and I just can't go on. I literally have nothing left. My family and I are spiraling down fast and no one gives a toss. And this is what I yelled out. Thanks a lot, God. You've been a great help. And overcome with anger, I sat on the side of the road and I began to cry. This was like my face here. I was angry with God. My day started at 3:30 a.m. We woke at the sound of Janelle laughing and singing at the top of her voice. Our quick efforts to move her to the makeshift bed in the lounge came too late. Now James was awake. There had been no more sleep for us. Oh, how I long for sleep. I can't remember the last night we had an uninterrupted night. Night after night after night, our children wake. And my strength and resources have been completely used up. The day gets worse. Listen to this. After the broken night, I left work early, hoping to get a bit of space to myself at home before dinner. However, I turned into the driveway. When I turned into the driveway, the car of a health professional blocked the way to the garage. You know when the health professionals come over? Oh, my goodness. I thought of spending the next 30 minutes in small talk, slammed the car into reverse and aggressively parked on the road. I was angry. There was frustration with seething below the surface. Janelle had not been eating or drinking for several days, and we'd started to worry about the dehydration. If nothing happened soon, the nurse informed us, well, the nasogastric tube will have to go down again. And my mind began to shut down. I'm sick of disability and suffering and dying children and hospitals and making big decisions and talking with doctors. I just want them all to vanish. I just want to have a normal life like everyone else. This is a funny one. I shrugged my shoulders, grabbed the mail off the table, and headed to my bedroom. I reckon there's a few in the room who might be able to relate to my next sentence, and then I'll stop. I don't want to read it all to you. But look, one envelope in particular caught my eye. For 18 months, we had been trying unsuccessfully to obtain a new wheelchair for Janelle. Oh. In frustration, I had finally written to the District Health Board to ask for their help. This was not a good day for their reply to arrive. As I sat on the edge of my bed, I began to read. I was overcome with anger. The complaints coordinator informed me that Janelle's case was non-urgent and that the provider had been doing a good job. What rubbish! I was angry, so excuse my words. What planet do these disengaged bureaucrats live on? I was only talking to the empty room, okay? There was no one else in there. But I was angry. I was sick and tired of having to push for everything. Janelle's chair was dangerous, and it severely limits her quality of life. Her legs had grown too long to sit on the footrest, and when she wants to sleep, she had to slump forward. We couldn't put her back. Not good enough, I said to myself. And in my tired mind, I already planning my next move. That was sort of what was going on in my day. Yes, that was before I ran out of the house and slammed the door. I was angry. You know, there's huge consequences in life of being angry. You stop serving God and others. Because our anger zaps all our energy. We feel that we have this right to be angry, and sometimes we might do. But other things become less important and frivolous, and we start to focus on this one thing. And our anger drives us. It's not fair, the injustice, and it starts to dominate our lives. I wrote down a couple of others. But with anger, we become bitter. I like this quote. The bitter person often is intent on getting revenge, but instead he or she often gets ulcers. We think that by holding on to our anger that we're in control, that we're the one who's being strong. But, you know, anger turns to bitterness, and then it starts to turn in on us, and it starts to hurt us. We can think vengeful thoughts, can't we, when we get angry? I started to think what I'd like to do to the Auckland District Health Board. Do you ever get angry? Do you ever get angry with God? You know, anger is something that we need to get rid of. It stops us building our character in Christ. This is to go. Needs to go in the rubbish. That's what the Bible says. Get rid of the anger. And let's put on something else. Okay, that's only one. You're going to think I'm a really bad person. Do you know what else happens to me? Do you know what stops me? I've got another face here. If I can get it. This one here. Well, this one is jealousy, actually. Oh, is it the other one? Oh, I've got the wrong one. Does that look like jealousy? Okay. So, things that stop me, my anger towards God, angry with God, but also jealousy towards others. Do you guys get jealous towards others? No? Sometimes you do, Kim, yeah. If only I wasn't like this. I wish I was like that person. I wish I had been made differently. Well, why is life so easy for them but hard for me and my family? Look at all the things that they're able to do and that I can't. And you know, in the Bible, in the fruit of the Spirit again, jealousy is listed as one of the things that we've got to remove. And there are other things that we've got to put on, like love and joy and peace and kindness. They're listed as the fruit of the Spirit. There's a proverb that I like. Proverbs 14 verse 13. A tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot. Another story from my little book. This is a story on Boxing Day. And we were at home with Janelle and James. And you know, I started to get jealous. This is what I wrote. I imagine what other families, other fathers and sons might be doing on Boxing Day. Today they would be down at the local tennis courts trying out their new rackets, or heading with thousands of other New Zealanders to the malls to use their gift vouchers in the big sales. I'm actually aware that as I sit in my chair, our good friends will be loading their trailer with camping gear in preparation for the annual 2-week family beach holiday. I want us to be a proper family and to do proper family things. See, I was getting jealous. I was jealous of others. I pick up the soccer ball and take James by the hand, heading to the backyard. I believe for a few moments that we too could enjoy a game together. I roll him the ball. Unaware the game has begun, he wanders away from the round object at his feet and sits down by the flower garden. I run over just in time to remove the handful of soil he was about to consume. And here we meander back inside. I place James by the TV and sit back down in my chair. I remember that day. I was jealous. I was aware of what everyone else was doing and able to do and what I was missing out. And you know what happens to me when I start to get jealous? I jotted down some things. It stops me from seeing the good things in my own life, because I'm so focused on the good things in other people's lives. We spend a lot of time and energy on wishing things were different, on imagining what things would be like if we had someone else's life. And by doing this, we remain stagnant. We don't enjoy the things that we have and the things that we can do. I wrote down, making comparisons with others is never helpful. We all tend to compare ourselves with people who we perceive as being better off than ourselves. And say we feel bad about ourselves, who we are, and our situations in life. When there are a lot of people around who are a lot worse off than me. We don't, Rosemary, we don't. No. And you know, when I start to think about what others are doing, and I get jealous about what they can achieve, I don't realise my own giftings and my own abilities. And I don't realise that, man, I've actually got some things that I can do. I've actually got some things that I can contribute to. And I like this face on this page. When I get jealous, I become sulky and moody. Do you? You know, and others soon notice, don't they? You know, it's written all over my face, you know, about my attitude. And I'm not much fun to be around. You guys ever get jealous?
Yeah, it does get you down
to
problems like that.
It does. But just as anger towards God can hinder our spiritual growth, so can our jealousy towards others, because we start to focus on the wrong things. So you know what the Bible says about jealousy? Where does that go? It goes in this bin, doesn't it? And I'm quite happy to put it in the rubbish bin. Yeah. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate that clap. One more from me, okay? You've already seen the face, but anyway. Does it look sad? Yeah. You know, not only does anger towards God stop my spiritual growth, not only does jealousy to others stop my spiritual growth, but the third thing that stops my spiritual growth is resentment of myself. Do you ever resent yourself? Are you ever unhappy with yourself? That's good. Good, Amanda. Yeah. Because, you know, it can stop us from growing. It can stop us from becoming a mature person. If only I could do this better. You know, I'm always holding everyone up. You should see us go out as a family. It takes us about 3 hours just to get out of the van into the park. Oh, I try so hard. Sometimes I just want to give up. Or my situation is so limiting and I'm prevented from doing much. So many opportunities don't come my way in life. Why would anyone want to spend any time with us? I can't do much. And you know, just as with the others, it's the same with resentment. There's consequences that are bad. It's no wonder the Bible tells us to get rid of resentment and evil thoughts and bad feelings. No wonder the Bible wants us to understand that we are children of God, loved by Him unconditionally, as we were talking about last night. You know, when I start resenting myself, then I start to think I'm a failure. I fail. Other people cope. Why can't I? Other people don't give up. So what's wrong with me? And then I begin to think, well, I've really got no value. You know, because I can't do stuff. You know, it's always, what can you do? What can you do? And rather than focusing on who I am, and my being, I start to focus on my being. I become unhappy. Yeah, and I start to feed myself these negative messages. That I'm not good. That no one wants to be around me. And it becomes difficult to become motivated. and excited and passionate about things in life. You know, when I start to feel resentful, I start focusing on myself too. And that's not very helpful. All my energies and all my thoughts are about myself. And therefore I don't have that ability to see others who are needy. And I don't put my energy into trying to help them. And you know, when I get resentful, I think I start to get a little bit lonely because I get grumpy. And no one wants to be my friend if I'm grumpy. And I find it hard to enjoy the company of other people. So the Bible tells us that there are these things that we've got to get rid of. What should we do with resentment towards ourselves? It should be in the bin as well, shouldn't it? Don't you think? I just screw it up and put it in the bin. The bin is getting full. Yeah. It's very difficult in life to get rid of the things that stop us developing our character. What about you? I've shared three with you. Now I'm going to ask Joanne to come up here, my wife, and we're going to do an activity together. Now, we're all going to do an activity together. Because, you know what I did? I brought you along a little face each. Where's Vanessa? Do you want to help over here too, Vin? I think with your long fingernails we should be able to open them. I'm going to give you all a face. And I'm going to give you a pen to go with it. And you're going to have to, some of you will have to get your helpers to assist you with this.
Everyone does it.
Now, you don't need to show people. Some obviously you need help. But I want you to just take 2 minutes to talk with your helper and draw a face of that describes best the thing that might hinder you in your building character in Christ. Okay, for me, you might choose just one of the three that I've presented. Okay, you might choose the anger with God. That stops me developing my character. Or you might choose, nah, it's jealousy towards others. That's what stops me from moving forward as a person. Or it may be resentment of self and my own situation. You might like to draw one of those faces, an angry face, a jealous. I'm not a very good drawer, so don't worry if yours isn't very good. But yeah, we're not going to show everyone, so it's just something for you to do. And we're going to do a little activity in a moment with these things, okay? So just take a few minutes, okay? Draw the face that you think best describes the rubbish that you need to get rid of. And do you know, I thought I had every right to be like that. God, you have given me the situation. You've made me watch my daughter suffer. You've given me a son for whom life is hard. And it started to dominate my life. And I started to think, I am useless. I have got nothing that I can do. But you know, because with God's help, I was able to put off those things, put them in the rubbish bin. Do you know God was able to use me? Despite the last 21 years of my life being very difficult and filled with lots of sadness and lots of pain and lots of limitations, do you know I've been able to cheer the school board of a special school with 120 young adults with physical and intellectual disabilities. I'm able to help that school develop and grow and help lots of families. But because of the situation, because I could get rid of that rubbish, I can be the principal of a Bible college. Every year, 350 adults, teaching them about how to lead and make a difference. And you know, it wasn't that long ago that this person who was marked out by anger and jealousy and frustration was talking in front of 4,000 people about disability. Isn't that great? And disability awareness. And God was able to use me despite the situation because I had got rid of that and my character could be developed. And look at me, I'm here talking to you today. Isn't that amazing? But what are the things that are limiting you? What is it about your character that God is saying to you today, put them in the bin. Get rid of the rubbish. Start being a less angry person. Start displaying some of the fruit of the Spirit in your relationship. It doesn't matter. Stop making excuses. Life is hard. And it's very hard. And sometimes we use it as excuses to stop us achieving all. It doesn't matter who you are in this room. God loves you and you can achieve and contribute in His kingdom. So what are you going to do? I had to make a decision to get rid of some of this rubbish and life's still hard and sometimes I go back to these things and I've got to put them in the bin again. But I want to invite you as we finish this morning and perhaps as Katie just leads us in a song, I want to invite you to just come up and why don't you take your plate and why don't you say to God, God, I just want to do a simple thing. I just want to grow in my character in you this weekend. And I want to put it in the bin. And I want to begin my journey of becoming more like Jesus. Okay? So you can just sit for a few minutes. You can join in the singing. But when you feel, you might like to pray with the person. Wouldn't that be nice? If there was someone that you could pray with about this area of your life. And when, if you feel happy, if you feel comfortable, why don't you come up and put your piece in the bin. And then when that's finished, I'll hand back over to Vanessa. Yeah. Okay. So let's just spend some time worshipping God and talking to Him about our lives.